Good morning, Columbia and Greene County. You're tuned to 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, broadcasting live this morning from lovely downtown Hudson. It's a little chilly today. My name is Tyson, and this is the House of Zoom. I invite you in for the next hour, and stick around after that. So don't go away. Just stay with me for a while. Zoom is just kind of a lowbrow, low-budget, recycled, dusty collection of handmade assemblages. So we're going to stay with the time travel theme. For the last 2 weeks I've been doing that, and I'm going to stick with it. So we'll have a reading from Alfred Jarre later on time machines and the construction thereof. Stay tuned. WGXC, your creative community powerhouse station.
Place where we heard one another's songs, where we were so in tune with ourselves and with one another that we could greet each other in that way. To meditate allows us to hear the song within ourselves, to be respectful and listen to the song. We all sense as we take time to quiet ourselves, the possibility that our lives could be lived with greater
compassion
and with greater wakefulness.
Thank you.
To meditate is to support that inner knowing, to allow that to come forth in our lives. There are many types of meditation. Some of them use a candle flame, an image, a sacred prayer that's repeated over and over, that have a single focus. And when we repeat that focus over and over, our mind becomes quiet and concentrated and still. It's as if we leave the world behind. There are wonderful kinds of meditation. One of the drawbacks of this kind, however, is that when we finish with our prayer or candle flame or mantra, it's as if we come out of our cave and go back into the world, and in the supermarket or on the highway, again, the complexities of life are difficult. A second major category of meditation, which is what we'll work with today, is the meditation that uses the process of life itself as a subject, as the focus of the meditation practice. And in that way, we will use our breath, our body, the sound, the feelings within us, our heart and mind, all of the stuff of our life as the place to focus. We'll begin, however, very simply, just by coming here to this moment, to become aware in the simplest way of what is in our own body and heart and mind. And then gradually, through the course of our time together, we'll expand the meditation to include all the other parts of our experience and end with a meditation on loving kindness, the training of the forgiving and compassionate heart. So how to begin meditation? The first step is to find a stable and comfortable posture. So you can become aware of your body at this point. You can sit squatting on a cushion, or you can sit cross-legged, or you can sit on a chair with your feet flat on the floor. What matters is that there be a sense of stability and comfort or ease. You want to let your body rest comfortably on the earth, as if you're supported by the chair or the cushion, in such a way that you can sit still for a number of minutes without the body being in conflict. Then allow yourself to sit up relatively straight, but without being rigid, in a way with the quality of dignity. You're taking this seat halfway between heaven and earth and opening yourself to be more aware of the human life you've been given. Finding this posture, sitting up straight without being rigid, allow the shoulders to drop and the hands to rest easily anywhere that is comfortable. To meditate is not to fight with oneself, so you want to be able to sit really comfortably and at ease. And if you become uncomfortable, if there's discomfort in your legs,
It's quite fine to move. There's enough difficulty in life without making more of it for yourself in meditation. Once you've found a comfortable way to sit, then allow your eyes to close gently, or if you wish, you could leave them open slightly, but downcast and not looking around the room. The purpose, once one has found a comfortable posture, of beginning the awareness, is to cultivate a quality of presence or mindfulness and compassion. And to do that most simply, we will connect with our own breath and body. In that sense, we'll start with an awareness of the present moment, because the present moment is really all that we have. For example, if you're interested in love, the only place that you can really love another person is in the present, or love a sunset, or love the day. Love in the past is a memory, and love in the future is a fantasy. To be really alive, love or any other experience must take place in the present. To connect with ourselves is the essence of meditation. There's a line that James Joyce wrote in one of his novels where he said, "Mr. Duffy lived a short distance from his body." And there's some way in modern life in which we've all found ourselves disconnected from our bodies and our breath. So to stabilize, to connect ourselves with our life, we begin in the most universal way by becoming aware of our breath. The shoulders drop. The hands rest easily. Let the belly be soft and the breath natural. Let yourself just rest for a moment, being aware of what you notice here as you feel your body, as you rest on the earth. As you sit quietly, you'll notice there are different thoughts and feelings and sounds that arise and pass, including these words. Let the sounds and thoughts arise and pass easily, like waves in the ocean, and let your mind and heart be soft, be open, and at peace. Notice the waves as they come and go, and simply be present with the feelings and the experiences that pass each moment as you sit. In this space of a kind and relaxed attention, now let yourself become aware of the fact of your breathing. In the midst of the thoughts, the sounds, and feelings that come and go, you can sense your life breath. You can sense the feeling or the sensation of this rhythm of breath. It might be coolness in the nose, tingling in the back of the throat, or you might feel the breath as the movement of the chest or the rise and fall of the belly. Let the breath have its natural rhythm, and as you feel it, rest your attention in the breathing. Sense the breath carefully. Focusing on the breath is our beginning. It is a way of connecting the mind and heart and body together here in the present. If it's helpful to you, you can take one or two deeper breaths and feel what place in the body the breath is most apparent to you.
Speculations on How to Construct a Time Machine, Section 3, by Alfred Jarret. Description of the machine. The machine consists of an ebony frame similar to the steel frame of a bicycle. The ebony members are assembled with soldered copper mountings. The gyrostat's three tori, or flywheels, in the three perpendicular planes of Euclidean space are made of ebony, cased in copper, mounted on rods of tightly rolled quartz ribbons. Quartz ribbons are made in the same way as quartz wire and set in the quartz sockets. Circular frames with the semicircular forks of the gyrostats are made of nickel. Under the seat and a little forward are located the batteries for the electric motor. There is no iron in the machine, other than the soft iron of the electromagnets. Motion is transmitted to the three flywheels by ratchet boxes and chain drives of quartz wire engaged in three cogwheels, each of which lies in the same plane as its corresponding flywheel. The chain drives are connected to the motor and to each other through bevel gears and drive shafts. A triple brake controls all three shafts simultaneously. Each turn of the front wheel triggers a lever attached to a pulley system and four ivory dials, either separate or concentric, register the days in units, thousands, millionths, and hundreds of millionths. A separate dial remains in contact with the diurnal movement of the Earth through the lower extremity of the axis of the horizontal gyrostat. The lever, controlled by an ivory handle and moving in a longitudinal or parallel direction to the machine, governs the motor speed. A second handle allows the advance of the machine by means of an articulated rod. It will be seen that a return from future to present is accomplished by slowing down the machine, and that travel into the past is obtained by a speed even greater than that used for movement into the future, so as to produce a more perfect immobility of duration. In order to stop at any determined point in time, there is a lever to lock the triple brake. When the machine is at rest, two of the circular frames of the gyrostats are located touching the ground. in operation since the gyrostatic cube cannot be drawn into rotation or at least is held to the angular motion determined by a constant couple. The machine swings freely in azimuth on the extremity of the horizontal gyrostatic axis. Section 4, functioning of the machine. By gyrostatic action, the machine is transparent to successive intervals of time, does not endure or continue to be, but rather conserves its contents outside of time, sheltered from all phenomena. If the machine oscillates in space, or even if the explorer is upside down, he still sees distant objects normally and constantly in the same position. For since everything nearby is transparent, he has no point of reference. Since the traveler experiences no duration, no time elapses during a voyage, no matter how long it is, even if he has made a stop outside of the machine. You have said that he does not undergo the passage of time except in the sense of friction or viscosity, an interval practically equivalent to that he would have passed through without ever entering the machine. Once set in motion, the machine always moves toward the future. The future is the normal succession of events. An apple is on the tree. It will fall. The past is the inverse order. The apple falls from the tree. The present is non-existent, a tiny fraction of a phenomenon, smaller than an atom. The physical size of an atom is known to be 1.5 times 10 minus 8 centimeters in diameter. No one has yet measured the fraction of a solar second that is equal to the present. Just as in space, a moving body must be smaller than its containing medium. The machine, in order to move in duration, must be shorter in duration than time. Its containing medium, that is, it must be immobile in the succession of events. Now the machine's immobility in time is directly proportional to the rate of rotation of its gyrostats in space. If T stands for the future, the speed of space or the slowness of duration necessary to explore the future will have to be a temporal quantity V, such as V equals T. Whenever V approaches O, the machine veers back to the present. Movement into the past consists in the perception of the reversibility of phenomena. One sees the apple bounce back up onto the tree. The dead man comes to life, and the shot re-enter the cannon. This visual aspect of succession is well known to be theoretically obtainable by outdistancing light waves and then continuing to travel at a constant speed equal to that of light. The machine, by contrast, transports the explorer through actual duration and not in search of images preserved in space. He has only to accelerate to the point where the speed indicator, recall that the speed of the gyrostats and the slowness and duration of the machine, that is, the speed of events in the opposite direction, are synonymous, and it will continue with a rate of uniform acceleration that can be controlled almost according to Newton's formula for gravitation. Number 5, and the final section, time as seen from the machine. It is worth noting that the machine has two pasts, the past anterior to our own present, which we might call the real past, and the past created by the machine when it returns to our present, and which is in effect the reversibility of the future. Likewise, since the machine can reach the real past only after having passed through the future, it must go through a point symmetrical to our present, a dead center between future and past, and which can be designated precisely as the imaginary present. Thus the explorer in the machine beholds time as a curve, or better, as a closed curved surface. For much of these same reasons, in another text, Exploits and Opinions of Dr. Faust Roll, we make use of the term Eternity. Without the machine, an observer sees less than half of the true extent of time, much as men used to regard the Earth as flat. From the operation of the machine, there can easily be deduced a definition of duration, since it consists in the reduction of T to O, and O to minus T, we shall say. Duration is the transformation of succession into a reversion. In other words, the becoming of a memory.
The expansion of the belly. Notice whatever you can of the breath and rest your attention in. As you feel each breath, let there be a sense of relaxation, both a presence or alertness, and at the same time, ease, a resting in the sensation of the breath. After several breaths, you will probably notice that your mind wanders. After several breaths, often a wave of thought or feeling or sound will come and carry you. As soon as you notice this wave, you can acknowledge it very simply, simply thinking, imagining, or sound, and release it, let it go, when you notice it, coming back gently and directly to feel the breath again. After a few breaths, the waves of thought and sound may again carry your mind along. The mind will wander. As soon as you notice, gently and return back to feel the next breath when you can. No judgment, no evaluation. It's like training a puppy. Stay. You put your mind on the breath. And in a few breaths, like the puppy, the mind wanders away. You pick the puppy back up and put it down. Stay. Be gentle. There's no need to beat the puppy, and no need to judge yourself. It is a gentle training of learning to come back and be here, one breath after another, to center yourself in the breathing. Each time the heart wanders or is distracted, bring it back to the breath quite gently, over and over again, learning just to relax and be awake and present here. If you have difficulty feeling the breath, you can take one hand and place your palm on your belly so that you feel the movement of belly in the flat palm of your hand. Resting your palm there, you can feel the natural rhythm as the breath opens and expands. Let your hand and belly together, and then become the focus of breathing for this time. The life breath, the universal breath, can calm us and center us. Return back to it again and again. Now we'll end the meditation with a soft ringing of bells. Let your eyes open, bring your attention back to the room here. This is the first beginning, and it's really a beginning of practice that, like any art, the art of meditation takes some time to practice. St. Francis de Sales said, as a contemplative, to meditate, what is required is a cup of understanding, a barrel of love, and an ocean of patience. Just the willingness to come back again and again and sense what is here over and over. Some of the common kinds of questions that come up for people, even after just the first meditation, sitting, connecting with the breath, have to do with tightness of breath. People might feel that there's a sense of the breath being controlled as they pay attention to it. This also is quite natural, and when you notice that, all that's asked is to simply relax, to try to let the breath move easily. And even if there's still a feeling of tightness, just to let the tightness be there with an easy mind and an easy heart. Also, people say, my mind wanders. 100 times in 10 minutes, 1,000 times. Will I ever learn to meditate? Can I do it right? It's natural that it wanders. It's been doing it for however old you are, for that many years, and it's part of what minds do. So the art of meditation is to see the wandering of the mind, and in that moment when you acknowledge it, just to come back again, to bring the heart back 1,000 times, like the training of the puppy. Sometimes people also notice that their breath gets very soft, and they wonder if they shouldn't speed it up or make it stronger so they can feel it more easily. But the idea is actually to refine our attention so we can listen more deeply and feel what's there naturally in our mind. So if the breath is soft, we want to try and let your attention get to be equally careful to match the softness of the breath, to notice its beginning or its end, and the coolness in the space between breaths, to become interested in the breath as it moves in the body. The next step in the meditation, after settling ourselves in the posture and after finding the breath in our body and finding a way to rest for a few moments in the breath, is to expand the field of our awareness of our mindfulness to include all the energies and sensations of the mind. So what that means is that as you sit, there will be ease or tightness, pleasure, itching, areas of vibration, sometimes pain. And all of those can be included in the meditation with the same kind of attention and respect that we began to develop for the breath. As you sit still, the body begins to open. And in its opening, what we feel are often the things that the busyness of our life has kept us from noticing. So that there can be sometimes unaccustomed sensations just because we're not used to sitting still. But more deeply than that, as you sit, you will at times feel tension in your shoulders or jaw or back or belly or some part of your body that is painful. And you wonder, now why should this happen? Here I am just sitting in meditation trying to be peaceful, not doing very much.
So here we are again, together on a Monday morning at WGXC, broadcasting live from Hudson, Acre, Catskill. We're all over the place. Monday Musical Matinee is up next. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my offering this week. Time travel. I felt like we kind of achieved a little sonic acceleration, friction from penetrating through atoms and space, nothingness and solidity, and there was some deceleration, and I don't know. I will be back again next week, Lord willing. Juke Blue Duo behind me, and a meditation tape that I found up at the dump. Very cool. We'll finish that next week. Monday Musical Matinee up next. Stay tuned. All day, every day. 90.7 FM. This has been the House of Zoom. I have Ben Tyson, and I will be back again next week. I already said that. Sorry. 90.7. Stay tuned and stay supportive. Thank you.
When it first opens, will show us all the conflict or pain or difficulty that we may have stored in our body. And as you pay attention to it with a careful and gentle awareness, it will gradually open and release. The central principle in allowing the body to be a part of the meditation is to receive what arises for you with the same quality of presence or awareness as we generated with the breath. There's a sign in a casino in Las Vegas that says on it, you must be present to win. And it's true in Las Vegas, and it's the same principle in meditation, that what allows us to open is the quality of presence that we bring. The key to how we work with what arises in the body is how we touch it. A famous poem about St. Francis speaks of St. Francis putting his hand on the furrowed brow of a troubled person or a troubled creature, even an animal, and reminding them with the kindness of his touch of their own inner beauty, of their own inner loveliness. As we sit in meditation, whether it's tension or pain or ease or difficulty, within the body, whatever energies arise, we want to receive with the same quality of kindness of St. Francis putting his hand on the brow of that creature. The simple way that we do this is to name and acknowledge the energies that arise in the body, feeling them and giving them the same attention as the breath. So that if there's itching, instead of scratching the itch, you simply note itching to yourself to acknowledge it and feel the itching and give it space to tingle and itch for a time, and after a bit you'll notice that it passes away. Or coolness or warmth or tension or pain, you can name it to yourself softly. Tingling, heat, tension, tension. And as you feel it softly, give it space to open and notice how the body itself wants to change and flow and move. Now it's important as you pay attention to the opening of the body in meditation that you not get it in your mind how it's supposed to be. It will open like a flower does each aspect of the body in its own time. Sometimes when you pay attention to something, it will dissolve and you'll feel more peaceful. Sometimes it will stay the same. Sometimes it'll get worse. You pay attention, and the intensity of that pain or tension in the body will get actually stronger. And that means that it needs to open in that way to allow a kind of peace or freedom to come on a deeper level within you. Again, finding a comfortable posture for yourself, stable and at ease. Let your eyes close gently or eyelids lower somewhat. And bring your awareness back as we had with the breathing, just to the present. You can notice again the natural rhythm of your breath, feeling the sense of tingling in the nose, feeling the movement of chest and belly. And let yourself rest in the breathing as we had before.